am. Sounds pretty basic when you think about it. But what Descartes was touching on was the fact that our thoughts have tremendous power on how we perceive reality and view our existence. Our thoughts shape our lives every single day. And modern science now supports this claim. Researchers who study the brain talk about neuroplasticity, which refers to the brain's ability to change and adapt based on a person's experiences. And I mean physically change. We used to think of the brain as being static and inflexible, but now we understand that the neurons in our brains can rearrange and reshape themselves into a new neural network. This happens through the work of tiny structures called microtubules. They serve as scaffolding for our thoughts. Incredibly, these microtubules can rearrange themselves into a new supporting scaffolding in as little as 10 minutes. Now, I'm not trying to impress you by using scientific terms and phrases that, well, are hard to pronounce. But I want to impress you and inspire you with the message of hope. You're only 10 minutes away from a new you. I mean, you can literally change your mind in a mere 600 seconds. Just imagine the impact it would have if people were open to rewiring their brains on how they react. We could break free from addictions. We could solidify healthy relationships. We could sever unhealthy ones. We could form new and better habits and develop new and better disciplines. We could free up enough healthy headspace to go after new and better goals. Sadly, however, we've been moving in the opposite direction as a culture. Our thoughts have gone down the tube. The numbers will stagger you. According to one study, 42% of high school students experience persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness. And 22% have seriously considered attempting suicide. Feel the full force of those statistics. Just imagine yourself sitting in a restaurant. 10 teenagers walk in. They carry phones and backpacks, but according to this survey, they carry much, much more. Four of them buckle under feelings of despair, and two of the 10 have given thought to killing themselves. Unspeakably tragic. You know, adolescence should be a time for fun and dreams, but for many young people, it's a swampland of fog and fear. And grown-ups, we don't fare much better. 2 in 5 adults reported symptoms of anxiety and depression. You know, mental health problems impact every element of life. People who battle depression are 40% more likely to have cardiovascular issues. Of those who struggle with mental health, about 1/3 experience substance abuse. High school students who struggle with depression are more than twice as likely to drop out of school and 3 times as likely to repeat a grade. We need some help, and God will give it. He has not left us alone to wallow in the mire of our mind. He loves us too much to allow us to lead a life marked by stinking thinking. He made our brains. He can retrain our brains. How does he do this? Well, the Apostle Paul provides the answer. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We are not to be conformed to this world's way of thinking, but to be transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit in our minds. Now, this word conformed reminds me of modeling clay and other squishable substances that I played with as a kid. It was fun. It was fun to get the clay between my palms and roll it into a ball or stretch it out into a snake. There were also